Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
Okay, so Kenk, I have to ask you, when your wife Becky hands you something, a list, sends you to the store, how does that usually go?
I usually text her a million times throughout my trip. Just
okay.
The one you want.
Well, you're off to a good start. I will say that you check in and text.
I usually forget one on there.
So last week I was really sick and I went to the doctor and they were like, well, we'll call you in some cough suppressant pills, but really everything else you need is over the counter. So my husband and I go to the pharmacy and the whole reason he was going with me in the first place, he was like, I'll go in with you or for you because you're not feeling great. Let me go in and get the medicine.
That's nice.
So it really was. And so I said, this is what I want. I texted it to him so he could pull it up on his phone, the name of the, what I needed, what it was, cough syrup with expectorant.
Sure.
Please text me if you have any issues. Like, this is what they told me to get. He comes back to the car with a box of pills when I had specified cough syrup with expectorant.
Oh.
He goes, but these are cough suppressant. And I'm like, okay. Well, I literally said cough syrup. This is what I need. If you can't find it, text me. He was like, but it's the same brand. And I'm like, but that doesn't make it the same thing. And then he got really irritated that I was irritated that he had brought back the wrong thing. And the whole point of him going was so that I wouldn't have to go in. I had to get out and go in then. And like, why? Just text me. Like, why?
You know,
can't follow directions.
In school, when the first thing you had to do was put your name on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had a hard time doing that.
I bet he was one of them. Like, why? Why couldn't you just pick up the phone and go, I can't really find what you're asking of me?
Is this systemic among men? I'm putting the finger at myself. I don't know if I've gone that far. Just completely bought something totally different, but...
And was so proud of himself because he was certain he'd gotten exactly what I wanted, just ignoring everything that I sent him in for.
See, I have been married longer than your husband has, and I'll just say this, that I've never come into the house proud of myself because I know I'm about half something told something I did wrong.
Oh, there's my goodness.
All right, so we got to know what's happening in your relationship. If you happen to be married, is this real? Is this a real problem? Is this mainly men? Do women have this problem too?
I'm curious. I feel like I've never come in from the store with something just totally different than
right.
He's happy with whatever I bring in, honestly.
I mean, now if you were to send you to the auto parts store and ask for blinker fluid, that would be one thing, but...
Yes, it would be. It's not nice to do, by the way.
All right, 888-9976. You could text us at 58326. A lot of times what's holding us back is just flat out us. But a lot of times we kind of think it's somebody else or this opportunity didn't come or whatever. Well, have you noticed that sometimes you romanticize the chains that have been holding you back? It's familiar. It's comfortable. You know, we can convince ourselves that the good old days are those there when, the chains were involved in the good old days. If there's something that's, you know, even though it was a toxic relationship or whatever, some sort of addiction, so there's something positive to that. Or if even though our chains may be comfortable, they aren't going to give us peace or joy or rest. It's certainly not going to give us fulfillment, no matter how comfortable our chains are. Chains are still chains.
Yeah.
You know?
I know I've been guilty of that. I think about, like, so I'll find myself thinking about my eating disorder and retrospecting and just falling back into that mindset. Oh, look how much control I have. Like it just, when I had no control.
Right.
But in my mind, it shaped itself that way sometimes.
That you were controlling it all.
Yes. And I fall into that dangerous pattern of, man, if I could just get back there. And then God has to remind me, no, you worked so hard to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Keep your eyes on me. Focus on me. Let's move forward.
Yeah, it's also something that's familiar. And let's just face it, if everything is okay, that's unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what you really need, is to truly break those chains and follow whatever God's got for you. I hope that encourages you today. Just maybe I haven't quite stopped down to think about, are you looking back on what's holding you back as good? That making it good puts it in a totally different light, because you would never quite actually say that it was good.
Yeah.
You know. How about you? We'd love to hear, get your take on this. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Not sure if you're new, but Family Life Radio is listener supported. And what that means is we don't play a big stack of commercials to keep the station on the air. It's your generous support. And speaking of generous, some generous friends in the ministry have offered up a $100,000 match. So your giving going that much farther. Just think about this. If you give to Family Life Radio today, double whatever. Like if you do $3 a month, it becomes $60. $1,000 leadership gift, it becomes like $2,000. But if you have the ability to give a lot more, it's $100,000. We don't want to leave any of this on the table. So please pray about that. You can do it today.
And it is only happening for a limited time, so you want to do it as soon as possible. Safe and simple giving right now at myflr.org. And thank you so much for keeping Family Life Radio on the air.
You've got to really do your investigation before you buy a pet. Make sure you're getting the right one. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're thinking about getting a puppy. No, our kids haven't had one yet. We did have one when our daughter Abby was born. She ended up in the NICU for over a month, and we couldn't take care of a dog. Felt so bad back then. So we're like, okay, maybe it's finally time to do this. But maybe a dog isn't it. Maybe we should do something else. Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Caroline, and I have a pet story for you.
Caroline, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
All right, what happened?
Well, our daughter had a pet boa constrictor, and it was about 2 feet long, and it got pneumonia.
Oh.
We were going on a vacation trip to Florida, so we had to put it in the aquarium by the heater vent in the back seat of the car, and we had to give it shots along its spine.
Uh-uh.
And we had to give it breathing treatments 3 times a day for 10 minutes. So I thought y'all might enjoy that.
I didn't know that snakes needed, if you got sick, you could actually give one a breathing treatment. That's fantastic.
I didn't either. Huh. Like, I just have this picture in my mind with a little mask over its mouth.
Now breathe deep.
That's right.
<Bye. laughs>
Inhale, exhale, hiss. Inhale.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for that good news of the day. You're about to hear an amazing story from Lisa, but be thinking about what your good news is and then call us at 888-888-9976. All right, Lisa, tell us what happened.
I accidentally drove my van off of a bridge.
Oh, my.
In a rainy night down into an ice-cold creek where two off-duty first responders were crossing the bridge where my van was 4 feet submerged, you know, front first in the water.
Oh, no.
They ran down to see, you know, what was going on. And sure enough, they found me in the van. So they were throwing all the things out of the back because they couldn't get the driver's side door open because it was completely submerged.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pulling stuff out of the back. And they get to a shoe, and my foot was in it. And that's how they found me. And praise God, they got me out of the water. They worked on me. And a guy named Daryl Shoup, he was the fireman who was fresh out of a cold water drowning class. And he learned that they could seem dead, but don't give up. And he didn't give up. And he said that he felt a surge come through his head and down through his body. And he just felt like God just breathed life back into me. And I just, I started choking up water. And they air-evac'd me in a helicopter to a hospital. And my life was saved there. I was 21 days in a coma, but God is good, and I'm alive to talk about it today.
Wow.
Sounds like you officially had drowned.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
Yeah. Wow.
My goodness.
I was dead. When they found me on the scene, I had no life signs. They estimate that I was underwater for at least 10 minutes.
Mm.
But because the water was icy cold, I'm able to talk about it today. Otherwise,
oh my goodness.
Kind of preserved you.
Wow.
The cold water did.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
I'm covered. I am completely covered with goosebumps right now. God is so amazing.
Oh, yes. Man. What a story.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Praise God. Well, we're talking to a miracle woman.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to hear your good news. What's your story? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
Becoming a parent completely changed you and your brain.
It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Somebody sent this to us. It's milestones for when you are a parent. For example, year one. During year one, you take back every negative or naive thing you ever said about being a parent and their crying baby in public. You silently apologize to them, their ancestors, their children, their children's children, for just thinking such things.
And it also happens.
Yeah. And you also question every life decision you've ever made.
Reasonable.
By year two, making you know by then you've made a parent mistake so vile, so shame-inducing, you're going to take it to your grave.
I never did that. That never happened.
Also, you become fully acquainted with the entire Daniel Tiger catalog and Songs for Little Ones soundtrack.
Good times.
Yeah. Reminds me, there was this one show on the PBS Kids called Caillou. All I can tell you.
I've heard of it.
Misty. This child is so whiny. And his parents put up with it. We renamed the show Caillou. I mean, it's bad. Year three, you praise the 5-second rule as the single greatest regulatory statute known to man.
Yep.
Yeah. And then there, year four, you've that little finger painting that they did, you framed that. Rents where a beloved, once-of-a-kind travel souvenir once stood. It's just this amazing little masterpiece. And you also discover the imprint of a red logo is now permanently branded into your right foot.
Oh, goodness. Those Legos, man.
If it wasn't for Legos, you wouldn't be able to make it through the room at night. They're little landmarks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Landmarks or landmines?
Yeah, both. Year five, you become an investor in the one brand of frozen chicken nuggets your child dares to consume. You marvel at how the freezer once had things like ice.
Oh, no more.
Remember ice?
No, just put some chicken nuggets in your drink.
Exactly. You watch them go off by themselves into the classroom, feel a type of pride and devastation that snatches the oxygen from your loves. Aww. Off to kindergarten. I gotta tell you, there are obviously the negatives to parenting. There's the positives to parenting. Love to hear both from you. Maybe you got stories. Or maybe you're gonna take that story to the grave. What happened? Love to hear from you.
You won't tell anyone.
Yeah. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. So we're
talking about, you've heard those stories where somehow something happens with the relationship and they get reunited with that person that maybe they were high school sweethearts with. And I love those types of stories. And sometimes, that's just not meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the one you're with is the one you're supposed to be with, bottom line. But sometimes, some things don't pan out and God reunites you with that right person at just the right time. Love to hear that story. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. All right, line three. Kathy's with us. What do you got?
On Friday, my husband and I will celebrate 50 years.
Hey, woo! That's awesome.
We met 51 years ago. We met here in Albuquerque as summer missionaries teaching Bible school. He asked me to marry him after knowing me for 3 weeks, and I had just broken up with my high school sweetheart, whom I'd gone with for 4 years. But we know that the Lord puts somebody in our place.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to know, you've been dating this other guy for 4 years. How did you know that, that guy was not the right one, that your husband was the one?
Well, it's just something that the Lord put in my heart. I had broken up with him just a week after I came to New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Because I had heard something. And then over the years, I did hear more from him. He became an alcoholic, and it was very difficult. He didn't come to the Lord until he was late in life. But I knew that God had something for me to do in ministry, and working in summer missions here really led me to the right place and the right person.
Sounds like you made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think God made the right choice.
Family Life Radio.
Time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
joy.
Yeah, so what's giving you joy? Call right now, 888-888-9976. So what's going on with you?
I was at the grocery store. I think God just spends a lot of time at the grocery store. This happens a lot. I went to get a cantaloupe for my husband because he loves it for breakfast.
Okay.
And they were buy one, get one free. And I thought, I should just, maybe I'll see an elderly person or somebody I can give it to. So I've grabbed two and I get to the checkout and nobody got behind me. But there was a lady in front of me. And I said, do you like cantaloupe? She says, just no, not really. I said, well, these are buy one, get one free. And I thought I would give it to somebody, but there's nobody behind me. So if you would like it, she goes, no, I don't really eat it. And I go, okay. She says, oh, you know what? My grandkids like it. And I go, great. So I give her the cantaloupe. She goes, thank you. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, I've been trying to do something nice, you know. And I put my groceries on the carriage thing. And I look up and she's still standing there. And he starts ringing my stuff. I go, oh, no, that's not hers. That's mine. And she goes, that's okay. I got it. She paid for all my groceries.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, and I was like, thank you so much. In my heart, I was just like, I could tell my face was kind of hot even. I didn't know what to do or say. And I was just like, thank you so much. And so it was ironic because my sister-in-law and I do Bible study like every other day, just talking through scriptures. And I told her, I've been having a really hard time receiving. And she said, you just need to be gracious about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, God did a triple play, right? He gave my heart and then I received and I learned my lesson. So it was awesome.
So what's bringing you joy? Call right now. 888-888-9976.
Talking about that high school sweetheart. Sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Sometimes it happens later. And love to hear that story at 888-888-9976. Mary is with us. Tell us what happened now.
I was 18 and he was 19. I had come from a very abusive family and I could not accept the love he was giving me. And so I was horrible to him and I broke up.
Hmm.
I was married. I was in not a good marriage. My husband was dying, so I stuck to my marriage vows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my husband passed away in 2017, I woke up and God was telling me I needed to write him a letter and apologize to him.
To your previous boyfriend.
And I know it was God because, believe me, that's not me. So I had to write to him. I knew he was a widower and I apologized to him. Well, we started writing back and forth, talking back and forth, and Robert and I got back together, and now we are engaged to get married.
Hey!
Congratulations!
How fun!
But I know that was God because, you know, it was like, who's going to wake you up out of a sound sleep and say, you need to apologize to this guy?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So that was a reunion, and we're both Christians. We're both living for God.
Uh-huh.
We've already made the commitment that God's going to be first in our relationship and then each other.
Well, that's great news. I love that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wow. That's awesome. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.